Hey, Emily, this is Anthea calling. We've got Morris there. Yeah, good, thank you. Yep. Okay. I was just calling because I texted to say it's my daughter's graduation ceremony. So I'll be kind of out of action for a bit and stuff, but I'll just check in before I start heading in for that. No, but it's okay. Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine. Yep, no worries. Thank you. Yeah, oh, hello, how are you? Sorry, I didn't mean to pull you out of consult. Yeah, that was I was like, oh my God, please just be an infection or. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yep, okay. Yep, okay. Yep, okay. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yep. Oh yeah, I wouldn't be concerned about that at all. Okay. Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking, like whatever you, yeah, no, that sounds good. And then in terms of the antibiotics, are you able to give some kind of, I presume you're kind of looking at like stabilized, clear infection, and then amputation next week kind of thing? Is that your time, is that what you're thinking? Yeah, okay, so that's what I'm thinking too, okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, whatever you think is the best thing. Because I was thinking, obviously, well, what I was hoping is I'll pick her up this afternoon and then we'll wait for results and. Yeah. Yep, okay. Yeah. She's not great with the liquid. She'd be good with tablets. I've had tablets in a blueberry, like tablet in a blueberry, she will eat. With her beak like that, it's actually not too bad to dribble something in. But it's the lick. I would much prefer injectable or just a tablet in a blueberry. She will do anything for like half a blueberry with a tablet in, and we can be pretty confident we're going to get it into her. Well, I'm relatively, yeah. Oh, I think injections, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, oh no, yep, that's fine. Yeah, I think we'd rather know now before we did anything. So thank you so much for taking her. Like, I think it must have ruptured yesterday afternoon. Because Pat actually said to me yesterday, he goes, well, yesterday, he goes, oh, why does the feather smell weird? And I have a smell. I think I smelled the other side. I'm like, I can't smell anything. And yeah, no, she's been really bright. Like she's running around. And so that was, I was feeling a little bit, you know, I thought, we're not just putting this brightness on. We're actually like jumping around, demanding things, catching bugs. So I was like, oh, cautiously okay with that. That's good. You should. I cleaned the thing yesterday, and she's like straight out of my hands. I'm like, oh, sorry, I hurt you. And she's like, no, she saw a tasty bug, whips across the yard, dives for a bug, and then eating it. So I'm like, okay, you're not feeling too bad. Yeah, she doesn't super worry at it. Like she's not like constantly at it or anything like that. And Waffle doesn't seem to be bothering it. Oh yeah, I didn't touch any of the things. I figured I'll just leave it to you. Excellent. I might just get a bigger syringe off you guys because our 5 mils is probably what I've got. But if there's a bigger one, then we should be able to flush it a bit better. Yeah. Yeah, I think being apart from Waffle too, like that's why I thought if I can bring her home, I think she's gonna be much better with the flock of one. Was pre-op. I figured if you were gonna do something, it's gonna be neat. And Pat did actually talk. We've had little talks about it. You know, I said, oh, Pat, look, I'm gonna give it 50-50 on you. It could be nasty thing. And he goes, oh, do that? Yeah, I might have to take a wing off, but that should be okay. And I said, well, they do that sometimes. And so we're all on board. We know she's older. We know it's a risk, but. Yeah. Yep. We'll just work out the drop off. I finish work next Wednesday, so then I'm just like free as a bird. Yeah, so school, we've still state schools are still going, but yeah, so I'll be finished then. And like I've got into like graduation, and then the kids have got excursions all next week to things, and I'm like, can't wait for the end. But yep. So, but no, that's okay. I think we'll just make it work. Whether it's Adrian or I, whoever drops her in. And then, do you reckon we could take her home that night? Touch wood, everything went okay. Just see how it goes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. And we'd have it upstairs. We'd have them upstairs in the bathroom. We'd probably put a Whisk waffle if we could, even if we had to separate them and have them like in the same room. Oh, she would be like watched overnight. Like she'd be like, we'll check every half an hour till bed probably, and then we'd be sleeping, and then we'd probably be all up half the night anyway, looking at her. Oh, yeah. And especially if she comes home at like night time and we have her in the bathroom in darkness with Waffle, they are just going to be happy to see each other and then sleep. Hopefully. That's what they normally do. They're often, just half an hour a bit unsettled if they're not in the coop. And then they just sleep. All right. Well, thank you so much.
No count.
Excellent. Good girl. All right. Well, she's probably like, where's my friends? I don't want to be here. Exactly. Okay, so I'll come and get her this afternoon. It's just my plan, unless I hear any other things from you in the meantime. Like, it's probably going to be like 4:30. Would that be okay if it was somewhere in that time? Just all of the things I've promised people already that I'm going to do today. Yeah, no, that's okay. I'd rather you went in yourself, knowing what we were dealing with. Makes sense to me. And then we'll just go from there. Excellent. All right, we'll get her this afternoon. It's Ella's middle school graduation because they do fall, yeah. So yeah, and she's speaking and stuff, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna be there. So it'll be good. All right. All right. Thank you so much. Okay. See ya. Bye. Okay. Bye.